Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. It is 78 degrees, just beautiful outside on this Thursday, April 24th, 2025. Welcome to the third hour of the Rob O'Donnell Show today. The Pew Research did a study on Gen Zers and millennial kids that are still living at home, and here's why their parents are stuck with them. Moving out of your own has long been considered a mark of adulthood, but in recent years, young adults are purposely delaying getting their own keys, especially in one state. According to a new Pew Research study, analysts of government data, California parents are the unlikely ones. As they have the most 25 to 34-year-olds living at home with them. The main reason young adults say they're still living at home? The economic climate. Specifically, the study said areas of California, two metropolitan areas in specific, where the highest number of Gen Z and millennials are at home, each with 33%. Can you imagine that? 33% of 24 to 34-year-olds are still living at home. El Centro, California has 32. Brownsville, Arlington, Texas comes in next at 31%. Riverside, San Bernardino, Ontario, California, 30%. And Merced, California with 30%. Follow that list. Rounding out the top 10 were another town in Texas, Naples, Marco Island in Florida, Racine, Mount Pleasant in Wisconsin, and Port St. Lucie, Florida. Meanwhile, Odessa, Texas, Lincoln, Nebraska, Ithaca, New York, and Bloomington, Indiana, only about 3% young adults live at home. While the numbers of young adults living with their parents skyrocketed during the pandemic, as we would figure, it increased even before the lockdown. Now, a few years later from the looks, these adult kids aren't going anywhere. And there's a map. The Pew Research Center put out this map of young adults in the West and Northeast are most likely to live in their parents' home. But there's an entire map of the United States that breaks it down. Less than 14%, 14 to 22%, and over 22%. The U.S. average is 18% of this age group, 24 to 34, still live at home with their parents. But if you look at the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, and I have that map, and I'm going to have to throw this up on my social media so you could see it. It looks like Lackawanna County. Yes, Lackawanna County is looking at a between 14 and 22% of this age bracket still living with their parents. Now, fortunate for Lackawanna County, I just can't pick on you here, if you go east of Lackawanna County and south, and New Jersey and the New York City metropolitan area, it's over 22%. But if you look at the counties surrounding Lackawanna County to our north, Susquehanna County, Luzerne County, and to our west, those counties are all less than 14% of 25 to 34-year-olds living with their parents home. And this study was done for 2023. So hopefully now that we're truly out of that COVID era, we're seeing more of you young ones flee the coop. Throughout the country, young men are more likely to live at home, 20% versus 15% of women. When accounting for race, white young adults are less likely than their Asian, Hispanic, or black peers to live in a parent's home, according to this Pew Research Center study. For the most part, the 10 metropolitan areas with the lowest shares of young adults living with their parents have higher than average share of white young adults. However, these trends aren't always true. According to census data, the population of Vallejo, California is 32% white, 30% Hispanic, 17% Asian, 12% black, and 9% other. Meanwhile, the population of Onyx Thousand Oaks Ventura is 45% Hispanic, 41% white, 7% Asian, 2% black, and 5% other, both showing about the same percentages of this age bracket living with their parents. It's interesting how they always try to congregate these numbers to? There must be a racial issue. There must be something to do with race. There has to be something that manipulates these statistics to where it's harder on one group than harder than the other. I don't think so, and I think this study actually shows that for a fact. Let's go a couple of reasons. Throughout my experience, anyway, it's always been easier for a group of girls or a pair of girls or girls to become roommates. It a lot of times doesn't work out because there's a lot of conflict within girl homes. I mean, anyone who has multiple daughters, anyone who has roomed in college with a group of girls, I've seen nothing, and I'm not saying that there's not exceptions, but come on now. There's a lot of drama there, and we know this. But with guys, you know, guys are pretty solitary. There are always have been, you know, groups of guys that rent houses for their summer houses or groups of guys that rent houses for their ski houses back, you know, when that was popular. But when it comes to moving out on your own, you may get a roommate or two. But I would imagine it's the goal for a guy to be on their own. And even more so now we're seeing because it looks like more women are moving out of their homes, young women than men, that they also want to live on their own terms and be on their own. That said, is it more about a generational thing? You know, we're talking about this Gen Z millennial age bracket, 25 to 34, that transition there. Is it just a generation that looks for a different way forward? You know, looks for the easier route. Now, things obviously have gotten more expensive. Things obviously have gotten a little more difficult. It is harder to buy a house now. It's harder to find a good rental property in a safe neighborhood. Does that account for this as well? You know, I think there's a lot of aspects that we can look into this and say there's a multitude of reasons. But, you know, quite honestly, when my daughter graduated college, you know, one of the things that we recommended was, hey, come back home and, you know, work for a local hospital or local, you know, area healthcare facility here, save some money, and then you could buy your first house. You could buy that new car you wanted to buy. You could do the things you wanted to do. But she quickly realized that she wanted to be on her own, and the transition in her mind right out of college was, you know, I want my own apartment. I want to be on my own two feet. I want to make my own money. I want to decide to spend my own money. Not that there's not a different respect there or anything like that. She just decided it was her time to grow up. And that's a good thing. Now, thankfully, she graduated college with very little, if any, student debt. She's working in an area, in a field that pays very well and is in extreme demand, which is one of the reasons why she's upping and leaving from Western Pennsylvania to go live five blocks from a beach in Virginia Beach. Because the jobs are in demand. They're offering great bonuses and moving stipends to get you down there. And why not take advantage of that, especially if you're a young woman or a young man? The same with the trades. Listen, if you go to trade school here, if you learn to become a lineman, electrician, a plumber, a carpenter, if your heart is telling you, listen, I want to live in warmer climate. I want to live closer to where there's a longer season for skiing. Do that. Follow your dream. There is plenty of jobs for people willing to work around this area. It's the people who went to college without a plan, who took out debt because they figured, we'll pay for it. You know, you got to figure, a lot of people going to college for 18 years had their parents taking care of them. Yeah, you had your part-time jobs. Yeah, you worked your area to have your spending money, but you really weren't responsible for a lot of debt, for a lot of bills. One of the reasons why, you know, I talked to my kids about getting some sort of credit, a small credit card with a small limit of $500, and learn that responsibility early on. So now that they're on their own, they do respect that. They pay off that credit card bill every month. Not everyone can do that. I understand that. But you could write your own terms, and you don't have to go to a four-year college and struggle to get a nursing certification or a nursing license to where you can benefit from that. You can go to a two-year trade school. You can go to a year certification course in a lot of things and decide, hey, you know, I do want to live closer to a beach. I want to live where it's warmer weather. I want to go somewhere where I'm making a good salary, buy a Jeep where I could take the top off and take the doors off and enjoy my time away from work, enjoy my life, enjoy what I want to do, enjoy the freedom that I have in this stage of my life. Because pretty soon, a lot of you are going to be married. A lot of you are going to be having children. And that whole transition happens very fast. They say life comes at you fast. You're not kidding. It does. So I think this is a multifaceted. This study tries to pin it down to race. Oh, there obviously must be some underprivileged race that's being affected by this more than others. No, I think it's a generational thing. I think it's a lack of motivational thing. I don't care what color you are. This day and age, if you talk to employers, they're saying these generations coming up now, these 20-something-year-olds to 24-year-olds, 25-year-olds to 35-year-olds, they're entitled. They don't want to put in their work. They don't want to prove themselves to anyone. They think that it should be given to them. Now, fortunately for us, we're seeing this new generation, these 18, 19, 20-year-olds, 21-year-olds, with a change of that. They're willing to go to trade school. They're being told that college is not mandatory for you. You could do the things you want to do to make the living you want to make so you can live the life that you want to live. So if anything comes from this this story and this Pew Research study, and again, I understand where they want to slant it, that there must be someone who's underprivileged that's being affected by this, and that's why it's happening. No, their own study shows that you have two very similar cities as far as who's affected by this with very different demographics. Proves that their theory is off base. But I think it's more of a generational thing, and I think our young people, and it's up to us, the parents and people who guide them, to talk them through their dreams, talk them through what they want, not just to do as job, not just what they want to do with their future. Do you want to get married? Do you want to have kids? Where do you want to live in the nation? You know, where are you think you'll be happiest? It doesn't necessarily have to be here. It doesn't necessarily have to be within driving distance of you. Talk to our children, talk to our young adults in your lives about what's best for them. And I think if they had the support of that open dialogue, you'd see a lot more people doing the things they want to do and pursuing careers they want to pursue to where they don't feel they have to live with their parents all the way into the age of almost 35. Thankfully, that's not me. Hopefully, it's not a lot of you. We'll be back with the Rob O'Donnell Show in just a couple of minutes. Time for 2020 traffic and weather together.